Every hour in Seattle, there's a crisis happening. It could be someone acting erratically, threatening to harm themselves or the public. Often the first people to respond are the police. The Seattle Police Department has teamed up with app developers to come up with a program to help them interact with people in crisis. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna has the details.
SPD's Crisis Response Unit takes the bulk of the crisis calls, but there are only four officers and one mental health professional in that unit. Last year alone, there were more than 9,200 crisis incidents. The app would help patrol officers respond to these calls when the crisis response unit is tied up.
Give me 1 second here.
It's 11 in the morning. Officer Lewis Chan is scanning through the 911 calls that have come through, waiting to be handled.
As you can see, there are a fair bunch.
How many are there right now?
Right now, I don't know.
A dozen?
No, I'd say closer to 30.
Chan looks for crisis calls. He's part of the crisis response unit.
Our ultimate main goal is to free up patrol officers so they can go to these 30-plus other 911 calls that aren't crisis-related.
One call stands out. A patient with a history of attempted suicide didn't show up for an appointment. The case manager was concerned and called 911. Chan decides to check on the patient. As he drives, social worker Mariah Andrignes is on her phone. She's searching databases, including the Downtown Emergency Service Center, for any information about the patient.
So I have remote access to all of their notes. So like if it's one of our clients, I can go in and say, oh, look, Susie has had 3 run-ins with staff this week. Maybe we should call them and see what we have before we show up and talk.
Andrignes works with Chan. Part of their job is to connect people with services depending on the situation. Chan says in the past, people were sent to jail or to the hospital, which wasn't always the best long-term solution. Many ended up cycling through the system. We arrive at the patient's apartment building. Chan turns on his body cam. Another officer joins them per SPD policy. About 15 minutes later, they come out of the building. Andrignes says the patient's fine.
Today he's feeling much better. He's feeling safe. We gave him the information on how to get a hold of the crisis clinic, and he could talk to someone if he needed it. And he talked to his case manager just a few minutes ago, so he's feeling safe. He's feeling more stable now.
Back in the car, Chan explains how the app would help patrol officers. It would provide information and different response plans at their fingertips before they approach the person. It's like a field guide for patrol officers when the crisis response unit isn't able to take the call.
Hey, is this person a danger to anybody? What have they done in the past? When was their last interaction with the police? And kind of what tools or what tips or tricks can patrol officers use to better resolve whatever interaction they're having with. So it's kind of getting everybody on the same page.
The app would help in situations like the next call Chan takes. A man in old downtown Ballard is waving metal objects and causing a disturbance.
So this is an example of someone who's in more acute crisis where their behavior is potentially dangerous to the public or themselves.
A patrol officer responding would be able to use the app to get information about the man and a response plan. This applies to people who are familiar to the police, like this man.
We've been getting a bunch of reports about this person in the Ballard area who has been, lack of a better word, kind of terrorizing the neighborhood.
When we arrive at the scene, the man is wrapping his head with a t-shirt. Officer Chan gets out of the car and approaches him. Andrignes stays in the car as a safety precaution. 5 other officers arrive too. They stand back and keep an eye for safety issues. Chan talks to the man.
In a situation like this where there's a lot of unknowns, he could be kind of erratic. If you can be calm with a person, you stand a better chance of building a rapport, and that's what a lot of this is. It's building rapport.
And help the person listen and calm down.
So I just kind of talked to him about himself, what his current condition was, what he might need. He was not willing to do anything. He didn't want to go anywhere. He's pretty set in sticking around this area and just doing his thing, whatever that might be. So it was really more of a strong encouragement to say, hey, your behavior is a little out of control now. Let's Let's try and keep it in check. And then he left.
Soon after the man left, someone in the neighborhood told the police the man assaulted him last month. Chan plans to look for the police report and see if any more action needs to be taken.
Do you know what's causing this behavior?
We have a history on him. Like, obviously, I can't disclose it all, but, I mean, there's reasons for his behavior. It doesn't necessarily make it excusable.
Okay.
But we do know that he would benefit from getting help from medical and mental health providers.
Currently, more than 58% of officers have advanced training in crisis intervention. SPD says the app, scheduled for rollout later this month, would enhance their responses. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.